Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Chris Norton is our special guest here on World Famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome here to our half our Twilight Time podcast. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm not saying they're going to win this series, but I'm not saying that they're not either.
All right, anyway, welcome to the pre-show here, y'all. And what can I tell you, man? Everybody's at half speed. Not me. I'm not at half speed in terms of the show. I'm just in terms of getting a fucking light for the studio and a goddamn windscreen. I don't give a shit. I actually think the mic sounds better without a windscreen. I really do. I can hear a few plosives. I hear a few of the poop, poop, poop. You know, I hear that. But and I got the air on in case anybody can hear all that bullshit in the background. I get some hiss going. So I had a very funny thought. I thought it was a very funny thought. To come back with General Shaw as the host. And I think General Shaw... This is General Galen Shaw. Phil Henry is under the weather. We're going to be... Wait. What do you mean Phil Henry's under the weather?
No, I don't know. No, Mr. Henry, you know, had called Mr. Shaw.
This is General Shaw, thank you.
Sorry. General Shaw.
I'll do it. Mr. Henry called... Now I forget.
Yeah, he called you.
He called me. Our next guest is a man you... R.C. Collins. R.C., how are you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, yeah, I'm doing pretty good, General Shaw. Well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm working, you know, I'm not really doing nothing. I don't have...
What is R.C. doing these days, anyway?
Well, right now, I've been doing some, you know, work for the Tampa Bay Lightning of the National Hockey League. Well, I mean, I've been doing a lot of different things. Right now, I'm doing stuff with the Tampa Bay Lightning of the National Hockey League.
R.C., where have you been keeping yourself?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while.
I've been doing some extra work, you know.
Extra work?
Yeah, working, you know, extra shows, you know, and stuff.
Maybe R.C.'s trying to break in as an actor.
Well, I've been doing some acting work, actually.
You're kidding!
Are you bullshitting me or something?
Would I shit you? You're my favorite turd. And
all right, if this is what it's going to be, all these old stale jokes.
What are you talking about, stale?
You're my favorite turd thing.
Oh, sorry. Well, I didn't think it was that stale, so.
All right, so anyway, you're an actor, huh?
Well, yeah. I think that the President of the United States has every right to name whoever he wants. And Merrick Garland is...
Merrick Garland was Obama's. It was not...
Well, who's the new one?
What do you mean, who's the new one?
Is there the Hispanic woman, yeah.
What are Bobby's,
We're not really rooting for Trump this year because I don't like a lot of the... I want to vote for Mr. Trump. I'm very much in favor of him. But I'm not... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of the people...
A lot of the people, they're not...
They don't live in a gated community.
That's exactly right. A lot of them don't live. And I'm not trying to be a snob. Okay? I'm not trying to be a snob. But I do think that a lot of Trump's supporters... I understand President Trump.
You know that it's said that he doesn't like a lot of his supporters.
I don't think that that's true. I understand that he doesn't want to shake hands with them. Because the grease wears off, you know? The grease rubs off.
Ducks, Mighty Ducks. What's the difference?
The Ducks. The Mighty Duck.
And an Anaheim Duck.
I just think that it's more important. It's very important that a lot of people who could get the president sick stay away from him.
Yeah, if you are just, I don't know, man.
Don't get too close and breathe on him. That's the worst.
If you breathe on the president, he's almost home. And if he gets the coronavirus, if President Trump gets the coronavirus, he'll die. He's 74, Mr. Henry.
I don't know how old he is. He was born in 48, so he's 4 years older than me.
He was born when?
He was born in 46, Phil.
All right, 6 years older than me, which, I mean...
6 years older than me? How old is Trump? How old is Trump? I don't know how old he is. Let me see. Jesus Christ. So Trump is 74. How do they know he's worth $2.5 billion? That's kind of stupid, isn't it? I don't get it, man. Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. Bobby Dooley's joining us. And doing what, man? That's what we don't know. You know.
So you can wear the Bobby Dooley mask, and it is almost like a silken mask that, you know, comes down over the face like the Arab women. I don't know if you've ever seen the old...
Are you talking about like something like Aladdin?
Yeah, it's something like that. And Steve, you...
Yeah, the music goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
And I think it's exciting. It can bring a lot of excitement back to the marriage.
Let me see here. Let me see here. Let me see here. Now, I got to find... what was James Jordan was Michael Jordan's father. Shit. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 Steve?
Yeah, General. Well, you know, I mean, I'm here.
Steve Bozell is with us here. This is General Kalen Shaw. Steve, how you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Fair to middling, General.
And Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line. Dr. Sadler?
Hi, it's Dr. Sadler. I'm doing fair to middling too. You know, but I'm.
Look, don't
what? Don't what?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm biding my time. I'm 69. You know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to get my act together and be the best man that I can be, and try not to be too much of a pussy and just do everything that I can to be as good as I can be. You know, and I don't want to fuck things up.
Well, I know no one wants to fuck things up. You know, you're the best man you can be.
Yeah, that's
all right. Now that we know he's the best man he can be,
my problem is. It's kind of a difficult thing for me to say on air, but I feel I have the legitimate right to, because my wife busted out about a week ago, well, late last night, about a week ago, has passed 10.
All right, now you're starting to get nervous, Steve.
I'm sorry. My wife broke out some lube, and...
You said your wife broke out some lube, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. It was a product called...
well, it's not important, but this is lubrication?
Yes, sir. It was lubrication. And...
hold on for just a minute.
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Test 1-2. Test.
This is General Kalen Shaw filling in for Phil Hendry, who's under the weather.
What do you mean he's under the weather?
Just what I said. What, are you going to question me? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. All right, bitch. Alex Pietrangelo. Pietrangelo. Alex Pietrangelo. Pietrangelo. All these dudes have, like, names that you don't hear in America, you know, like Leon. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, these cats are Canadians or are they European? I don't, at this point now, man, I don't even know. I heard that guy Nikita Kushkov, or whatever the dude is from Tampa Bay, he's got to be from Russia, but he sounds like he's from Canada. but it may be America for all I know. Maybe he's just been over here a long time, speaks with an English or with an American accent or North American accent, I should say. I don't know. Anyway, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Guys, it's Phil Henry with the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. All things are open to you. All things are possible. Testing 1, 2. Test. Guys, it's Phil Henry here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. 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 Yes, it's better if it's straight on like that.